You're listening to Shapeless Masscast from podcast.shapelessmass.com.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
Onward ho. Welcome to podcast number 34. Welcome to 34, sir.
Yes.
No, I'm sir. And you are?
I said yes. I'm EBA.
And?
Amber.
This is my girl over here.
Yeah.
Amber.
They're an item.
It's been mentioned on the podcast before, right?
I'm just reminding the people who this may be the first episode they've ever heard.
I wasn't 100% sure.
We're reborn. Yeah. We're born anew.
Because we said that last week might be our last, last episode might be our last one.
Which I laughed at. Behind his back and to his face. And on the podcast, I think.
Check me out at shapelessmass.com.
Mm-hmm. And I'm at blah, 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 .com.
You should be checking us out at podcast.shapelessmass.com. And of course, myspace.com/shapelessmasscast.
Myspace.com.
Shapelessmasscast.com. We have this thing I play that annoys you for email.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
It is kind of cheesy. It's a cheese biscuit bit.
Yeah, I admit that. It was kind of cool, done though. That way, like a little tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Although, I
just like saying it though. I like saying my email address.
Yeah.
And I never get to say it.
Weirdo.
sirmildredpierce@gmail.com.
But please email us. Please respond to the podcast, and
at Sir Mildred Pierce.
Yeah.
@gmail.com.
So now we're gonna. I've been waiting to see you just so I could show you these videos. We're gonna watch these two music videos. This first one is two English cats, and
this is at YouTube, right?
Yes, Dan Lesac versus Scroobius Pip, and the song is called "Thou Shalt Always Kill." And it is probably, the video itself is great, but the whole package is one of the best things I've seen in a long time. And then, right immediately after that, we're going to follow it up with a brand new song. This is an official album song, if I'm led to understand correctly, because it's got a really well-produced video by Alanis Morissette. And this is an unusual cover by her of a song that you've all at least been familiar with, even if you haven't heard it. Like, I've specifically avoided the song Like the Plague, but I really like this cover of it because she was genius with it. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Right.
But check it out and enjoy.
Alanis Morissette. I'm excited. I haven't seen anything by her in a while. Or sung by her.
You're going to love this.
Thou shalt remember the guns, bitches, and bling. When
I drive these scrubs crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these ices, Dolce and Gabbana, Fendi and then Donna, Karen, they be sharing all their money, got me wearing fly. My love, my love, my love, my love, you love my lady loves. My hump, my hump, my hump, my humps, they got you. What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk? Come on, get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump. What you gonna do with all that ass inside them jeans? I'm gonna make you scream, make you scream. Make you scream. They say I'm really sexy. The boys, they wanna sex me. They always stand next to me, always dancing next to me, trying to feel my hump hump, looking at my lump lump. You can look, but you touch it. If you touch it, I'ma start some drama, and you don't want no drama, no, no drama, no, no, no drama. My heart.
She's got me spending, spending all your money on me, spending time on me. She's got me spending, spending all your money on me, upon me, upon me. What you gonna do with all that junk inside that trunk? I'm gonna get you drunk. Get you love drunk off this hump. What you gonna do with all that breast inside that shirt? I'ma make you work, make you work, work, make you work.
Yeah.
So that was interesting because
You're not familiar with your...
I'm not really. I don't think if you play the original, maybe I would have heard of it. It's one of those songs that's just kind of in the ether for me because
because
I never watch any like MTV or listen to any of the radio, so I miss a lot
neither.
Of the mediocre shit.
The reason that
but I will say this real quick because I am being exposed to a lot of nice generic R&B and hip hop now that I'm working at, so I will say that.
Everyone you work with knows this song, trust me.
Oh, I bet.
The thing is...
They get down when they recognize a song that they just love, you know.
The only reason I know it is because it's kind of controversial. It's Black Eyed Peas.
Mm-hmm. They're always kind of a little edgy, right?
Well, no, that's not why they're controversial. They added this female woman to the band, and that was her biggest contribution was... Huh?
Fergie.
Oh, was it Fergie?
That's her name.
I never put that together. And that's... Fergie That's not the same Fergie as in the Royal Family.
No. Of course.
See,
not.
That's always good. No. Well, no, hold on. Shut the fuck up. Wait a second. If Paris Hilton can be a pop singer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, why is it so surprising that Fergie?
I guess if you don't know anything about her.
I don't know anything about
her. Yeah. She, what is she, like 50 now?
I mean, the same name? I have no idea, dude. I don't know how old she is. I just know she's part of the royal family, and her name is Fergie. And then there's this R&B singer named Fergie. Paris Hilton's popular, so I just put two and two together, so it's the same person. It's a rational conclusion to make. It's not irrational. It's irrational only because you knew better. But you're the one who didn't know the fucking song, motherfucker.
Granted.
Okay.
The vision of it. I'm just imagining it in my head. Fergie joining the Black Eyed Peas. I mean, it's absurd. But it's beautifully absurd.
I'm sorry.
It really is. It gives me a huge chuckle. It seriously does.
I'm glad I made you laugh.
It's brilliant.
The reason the song was controversial originally, I'll probably cut this out because I'm sure everybody listening already knows. But the reason the song was controversial is because it was a big pop hit. And you had a bunch of kids, especially girls, who weren't even developed, who were singing this song. My house, my lady loves. And they're like nine.
Like that hasn't happened like a billion times.
Well, this song in particular,
rock and roll, is
so specifically just about how.
I thought it was hot.
No, tell you guys a little story about that song. Since Sean knows the original, but
I've never actually heard the original.
My friend Pam and I have that. You never heard it either.
I've never heard it, but I'm familiar with it. I know all about it. I know. And the thing is, even though I've never heard the song, like the actual song, I know how it goes from hearing other people.
Come on.
But anyway, Pam and I were just joking around about that song in particular. And Maddie, who was about 2.5 at that point in time, and Logie, he was about to turn 1. And Pam just joked and said, Maddie, your brother's got more junk in the trunk than you do. And she kind of turned her head to the side and got this pouty face. I'm like, Maddie, do you know what junk in the trunk is? She slapped her ass. 2.5 years old knows what junk in the trunk means.
See, that's because why this that song is controversial. Just because of that song.
Just a little.
Because of that. And I've never heard
just another
song.
Word for it.
I've heard lots of songs, everybody knows, but they were a little more subtle than that one. That one, there is absolutely no subtlety. And that's what I appreciate. That's why I thought the Alanis Morissette cover was brilliant. Because especially the part, that's why I appreciate the part where she's ripping the pillows apart in the video.
Right.
And like I said, that's why I try to draw attention to the fact that they all look confused. Because I think what she's trying to say is she's upset by the fact that she's trapped in being this vapid, I didn't pronounce that correctly.
She's a hot chick.
But I mean, Alanis never really carried herself as a hot chick.
Well, I know. But, you know, some girls that don't carry themselves as hot chicks are hot chicks.
Yeah. But, you know...
I think she knows it. I mean, watching that video, she knows it.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the whole point.
Yeah, I know. But she... That's something she... she's always impressed me. I don't know if I care for the song too much. I would like to hear some, like, breakbeats on it or something. It's pretty ripe material for...
I wouldn't mind remixing.
You are. You need to. You will. You need to do, like, one more...
I need to get a real version of it first. I'm surprised it's been uploaded to the pile yet.
Well, go ahead and put a request
anyway,
for it.
Anyway, so, yeah, you like that. What did you think of the first song?
I wish we had talked
about that right after the song. I didn't like doing the two back-to-back because they were both brilliant. And I had... right when you asked us right after the song, we were both, like, ecstatic about
amazing.
It. And it was a great... That would have been a great... You need to record through the songs and get... Because you always miss the reaction right after you play it, and it's always the best one.
Well,
that's
why I want to use the headphones, because then we can't...
Yeah, we got them on. Yeah. Do it. So,
but I mean,
but okay.
I thought it was
just really weird. We need to say again where that was. Can you tell who that was again? Or just
Danley Sack versus Scroobius Pip. The song is "Thou Shalt Always Kill." The whole video seemed kind of lo-fi for like the first half, and then all of a sudden, when he gets to the map, you suddenly realize it's got an extremely high production value for that song.
I'm going to watch it more than once.
Yeah. No, sure. I've watched that video like multiple times, just sitting there marveling.
I bet.
It's got a lot of subtle touches.
I love
a
great video.
Let's talk about politics.
We're both very like adamant pro-gun rights people, but for some reason this just struck me as an incredibly bad idea.
It doesn't to me. I don't understand why.
Well, I'll talk about it then.
It says "free Glock" in quotes, like it's something she's saying. Like her name is Sandra Colin Ann, she's probably saying like free Glock. Come on down and get your free Glock.
She's a
thank you all. Thank for all you do. Law enforcement appreciation. In appreciation for serving and protecting our local communities, I am offering a free, quote, Glock to all active and retired law enforcement officers with purchase or sale of your next home. Come on down. Soldbysandra.com.
Now, how much does a Glock normally cost?
Probably like that.
Not as much as
$500
as her commission.
I
got a guy that'll sell you one for $100, though. Just let me know.
I got a guy that'll sell you for one for $50.
Oh, you saw about that ad that your boss didn't want you to run.
Well, I mean, this was also an ad that they didn't want to
run. That's right. Yeah, you guys
but
didn't
no, no,
run
hold
this.
On. She's a Kathy. That's a Kathy.
Oh, yeah, it probably is.
This is an opportune time to explain what a Kathy is real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, Kathy. I'm going to let you do it because it's not mine.
I worked there. Did I come up with that name?
Yeah,
I thought it was just kind of like something that floated down from the universe. It was just a universal truth.
No, it's named after Kathy.
I thought we both kind of realized it or something.
Never. No, you're the one who came to me.
Well, because I worked there like over a decade ago.
I worked there too.
That's the weird part about it, because it was like one of my first real kind of jobs other than something like or Taco Bell or whatever. And I didn't really enjoy it much. I didn't really enjoy working for her, so I quit on the spot.
I don't really like working for her.
I quit on the spot on the day O.J. Simpson was acquitted, if that gives you an idea. I guess maybe it kind of inspired me or something. I don't know. It didn't occur to me at the time, but it is kind of weird, you know.
Are you going to tell the story about how you quit?
Of course. I changed the screensaver on the Windows, the one that puts the message across, and I think it said I quit.
Probably the biggest font that it would allow, the boldest font that it would allow.
It was like red on. It was really a tacky color combination.
And you password protected it.
No way, I did not.
Okay, then she was just a dumb shit.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Because it was still there, right?
We had not met yet. And when I got hired, the screensaver said I quit.
Yeah.
And
you couldn't put
a
password on that. That was
And I said, yeah, you most certainly can password protect.
You can put a password, but it's you have to type in your password to get out of the screensaver, not to change the screensaver.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
And you could obviously get on there if you were going to work on the computer.
She's just a dumb shit.
Yeah, why would you not? I mean,
It faced her office.
I thought it faced the cash wrap area too, like customers could see my computer or screen.
There might have been a window through there. But I didn't even know you at the time.
I
was like, why does the screensaver say I quit?
This is before we met.
Can I change it? And she's like, oh, well, I used to have this other guy, and he quit, and that's it. And it's a long story.
I drove to Taco Bell and applied for a job on the spot.
You took a step down / up at the same time.
No, she did not pay me much more than what I was making at Taco Bell.
No, she paid me more.
Well, that's because you're a bit smarter and you probably asked for more. So I was the dumb shit
she offered.
Yeah, like I'm the dumbass.
So that interesting story. Right. But you haven't explained what a Kathy is.
Right. Well, so like down here in Augusta, they're just kind of all over the place. I bet this the woman next to her is fairly.
That guy's here.
Probably yeah.
Oh yeah! Wow.
Kathy looking.
They probably bump into each other at conventions because they're both in the same business.
See, this is something we never would have done at all, I guess, is have two real estate people on the same page.
Technically, one of them looks like she's selling guns.
She's selling guns.
So she's selling houses and giving away free
Glocks. With guns.
Well, maybe she's selling $200,000 Glocks with a free house. Who knows?
So, what's
it's all part of the package, you know.
What's a Kathy?
Just that woman. Go to.
If your name is Kathy, and you listen to this, by the way, it's not. We're picking out the name Kathy. We call it that because our boss was named Kathy, and she is. Just describe what a Kathy.
Right.
Describe the attributes of a Kathy.
She's a bit blonde, but
maybe not by birth.
Not on the
carpet. Don't match the drapes.
That's so tacky, dude.
I'm sorry.
Seriously.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sure.
All right. Yes.
I mean, always raising the bar. No.
What would Alanis Morissette think, man?
What would Alanis Morissette do?
Carpet maps the drape.
Anyway.
I haven't seen that one video uncensored, so I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay.
You know the video I'm talking about.
She likes to drink, probably. Likes to go up to the lake.
They all own a sports car.
That was the next thing on the list, actually. Camaro, right? Camaro, or maybe another Camaro. Or maybe a Mustang. So, yeah. Usually American.
Kathy had a Firebird, I would say.
The Kathy.
The original Kathy.
She had a Camaro, for sure.
It was purple.
Well, the one that she had when I worked there wasn't purple.
Okay.
And they probably go through them pretty quick.
Yeah.
Buy them and drive them for a few years and then sell them.
I'm not kidding.
Did she?
Oh, yeah.
Kathy?
No, I don't know if she ever drunkenly crashed her car, but she could drink.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
A lot.
Okay. Yeah.
That was her social. Nothing against that. I have to drink. But I mean, you know.
Yeah. Everybody's got a thing, you know.
Basically, blind, own their own business. They know their way around the tax system.
They're just good with money. Let's say it. Let's just leave it at that.
They chain smoke. They drink a lot.
I don't know what we're
talking
about.
They curse like sailors. But at the same time, they attend church very fervently. They believe in God. And if you curse around them and you're not the right person, they will probably get offended.
I never cursed around her. I don't think I cursed much back then.
Well, I'm just saying.
Certainly not to an employer.
I can't really think of too many other. I mean, they're Southern women. Yeah, they're Southern business owners.
I'm sure they're in the North too, really.
But some of them. Well, see, no, I'm from up north, and I don't remember ever seeing anything like that.
Well, you were young back then.
I wasn't that young.
Didn't you meet her like before middle school?
I was in middle school.
Hmm?
I was in middle school.
Yeah, I mean,
you have kind of an understanding of the world when you're in middle school.
You don't have intimate relationships with people like, you know.
Businesses?
Yeah.
See, small businesses aren't as prevalent up north as they are down south. Are you leaving us?
No, I'm just going to say that real quick.
Okay, we're talking about boring shit, really.
Before you go, let's continue talking about the block.
Oh, yeah.
The ad.
Okay.
So if you wanted to know why it bothers me, it's just because, for one thing, just from an advertising perspective, it seems like a really, really narrow audience to pitch your ad to.
Well, yeah, but that's...
I'm not saying that law enforcement officers shouldn't be appreciated, but that's a really slim... I mean, are there really that many... Like there's a flood of law enforcement officers?
Well, it doesn't require a flood. I mean, all sorts of advertisements cater to kind of small...
Which leads to the second reason that bothers me is what the actual message of this ad is she's not advertising to law enforcement.
Of course.
She's trying to make herself look good to people who appreciate law enforcement officers.
Is it, but I mean, why does that necessarily bother you? I mean, what if her intentions are genuine? How do you know they're not?
They may be genuine, but it's still exploitive. Exploitive is exploitive no matter what, and how genuine it is.
I don't know.
It's like the people who sell the yellow ribbon magnets to me.
Yeah,
it's
but in that same a gun ballpark. Is a little bit more substantial than a magnet.
No, I'm not talking about the gun. I'm talking about the fact that she's running the ad. I'm saying the purpose of the ad is to be like, I appreciate cops. I appreciate cops. I appreciate cops. So people who do appreciate cops, the type of house market she's going for, are going to go, well, that won't appreciate cops. I'm going to buy a house from her. And what she's doing is she's taking a market of people that we're supposed to feel emotionally attached to and exploiting that for the purpose of making a profit.
Welcome to advertising.
This is what I look
at. These are the things I think about when I stare at packaging when I'm scanning them.
And
why is this pretty girl on this package of, you know,
Triscuits?
Whatever, right? All advertising is like that, man. That's the beauty of it.
Not all of it, but I mean, when it's especially.
It exploits something.
To me, this
you.
Is a little more egregious than that. Plus the whole gunning. I mean, it's like.
Well, yeah.
If you're going to give someone away, don't give away a gun. Some of those cops may not be in the force for a reason.
No. As far as doing like a business thing, that's brilliant. It's a brilliant ad. It really is. It's going to get her business.
Oh,
sure.
I'm sure it will.
And I don't think that's such a bad thing. This is what she's got balls. That's
probably
that's one thing. You know what I mean? That impresses people. I don't think it's that unimpressive. I think it's great.
Well,
I would like to get a gun.
It certainly has made an impression on us.
Exactly.
So, you may disagree with me, but that's my reasoning, okay? take it for what it's worth.
Yeah. No, I think it's cool. I think it's cool. I mean, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
You just, I don't know, a little cynical sometimes about people. I'm extremely cynical.
So, okay.
So, I told you about the sugar water video, right?
Yes.
The sugar water video from Chiba Matto. Anyway, I always had trouble finding it online, but of course now that YouTube's around, it's there's like a billion copies of it, wasn't it?
There's like five. That's close to a billion.
by YouTube standards. It's brilliant. I think it was directed by, what was that guy's name? Stefano something. He directed a lot of Bjork videos, and he just turns out the most amazing shit. It's itching, to say the least. Should we describe how the video goes? Because that's like that's a really complicated it's thing kind of, about doing this podcast, isn't it?
We were talking about Memento earlier, and it's kind of a mental quality to me.
Very interesting. Yeah.
So it's all coming together. It's all tied in. So we've introduced the hell out of it. So.
Yeah, seriously.
Chiba Matto and Sugar Water.
The velocity of time. Turns her voice into sugar water.
To the earth, a woman in the moon. what it took to plan that video.
I thought that at first, too. I bet a lot of the little things were probably the hardest part. I think for
like
them,
the cat?
For those two. Yeah, the cat and, yeah, especially the cat, you know. Cats, getting a cat to do something within seconds of when they're supposed
that's,
to.
That's a big thing for me, too. I mean, I like videos that are done in one take. Like, one of my favorite videos ever is Mr. Kringle by Primus.
Yeah. That's another,
I've shown you that one.
Another, that's another one-shot video, isn't it?
This
was a one-shot video.
It has a pretty amazing one called What You See Is What You Get. We should pull that. I bet that one's on.
You know, so I like the fact that it combines two. It's a Chiba Matters from New York City, for one thing, and that's a very New York City video.
Yeah.
It's obviously New York, but it also kind of demonstrates two unique qualities of that wonderful city, and that's like the fact that there's no set schedule, like one of them's going to sleep at the same time, the other one's waking up, and of course the other aspect of anonymous homicide. Because I think she dies in that video. The whole point of that video is that...
Killed me.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most blatant part of it.
Yeah.
You know, she runs into her. But, you know, obviously we don't see her die at that point. I think she goes to sleep and dies. The whole reason she's, like, pouring sugar on her head is because she's got a serious concussion, even though she's wearing a helmet. That's how bad it is.
You really thought about
that. Well, I've seen the video a million times, so this, I probably thought of this when I was on acid or something back when I was in high school. I also think, like, when you see Yuka Honda, that's the quiet one, when we see her in reverse, and it's like we're seeing her, even though she just, you know, ran over her, it's hard to process the fact that we're not really seeing them both at the same time, because we are.
Yeah.
And it kind of gives you this idea that she's just all smiling and stuff, even though she just ran into somebody. That's kind of the subconscious thing you get, and that's kind of probably not far from the truth in a lot of just kind of vehicular kind of accidents like that. You know, people just drive off and say, I just ran into somebody. Fuck that. I'm driving off. I'm going to pretend it didn't happen, especially if you're in New York City. Of course, there were quite a few witnesses.
Yeah.
But people do stupid shit. Get caught by the New York City Police Department, by Gary Sinise. He's going to come and get you. You think I can't tell you who you are? I'm going to check your paint.
We're gonna follow that up with another song. It hasn't loaded yet.
That is like a CSI episode. Like, this woman in her bed, and she's got a serious concussion, and how did this happen? Nobody broke in. She's got sugar in her hair. Why is there sugar in her hair?
It's a good thing she had the fortitude to make up the sign.
That's the whole another weird thing about it. Like, why? It's like going in a circle.
She just happened to have the sign. And she mailed it to herself.
Well, I think the whole thing is...
Or did they mail the halves to... Did they mail the halves to each other? Is that what they're saying? Maybe... Because they get one half.
No, there's only
in
one.
The mailbox.
No, there's only one.
Is there only one sign?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
I don't think there's only one sign.
No, it's the same. It's reversed on the sign, and it only comes together when you put it together on the video.
Oh, okay.
That's what. So.
I thought there were two signs.
There were two signs. There's one on the left, one on the right. It was itself.
I thought there were two.
It's
halves
like it's
that
like a
together.
Like a four-sided thing. Like a four-sided shape made out of equilateral triangles. I can't remember what it's called.
You are so totally full of shit at this point.
No. There's five platonic solids, and each platonic solid has a mate.
Okay.
But it's its own mate because it's got the same number of vertices and same number of edges, whereas like a icosahedron has 12 and 20, and the dodecahedron has 20 and 12. So they're like each other's mate. And then you have the cube and the... And like the eight-sided die, you know, like dice in, for Dungeons & Dragons, they're all platonic solids. The eight-sided die is a mate to the cube because it's got... I'm just talking while you're loading the video. If you want to start it up, you go for it.
I'm surprised. I don't actually have the original song for this, so I've got to go ask...
Oh, it was an exhibit?
No, it's exhibit. I don't have it in my collections.
So. I would love to, I've never seen an exhibit other than Pimp My Ride.
So you know, he's got a really good... One of his first single ever is one of my favorite hip-hop songs ever, Paparazzi, and it's him on the beach, and the song's got strings in it, and it's got this
So you dig exhibit?
I like exhibit back in the day. I don't like him so much now.
You should watch some Pimp My Ride, man. It's not bad a show. It's hilarious, it really is.
Yeah, but didn't that guy, British guy?
See, the cool thing about Pimp My Ride is always, it's always about like cars like my car. That's what they'd pimp, you know?
I know.
Yeah, it's just fun to watch. And it's got exhibit. He's a crazy motherfucker.
I know. Okay. Well, this is exhibit.
I'm just excited that like he's got an awesome video.
As far as I remember, I've seen this video before. As far as I remember, the video is in one take. There might be a cut. I don't remember. This video is one of those videos that like that.
Yeah.
Is it like a secret cut, like Primus in Serenity? Yeah. Okay. I think they do that. But it's like the Primus.
Those are allowed.
It's all one take, pretty much. And I love this video. The song, I think the song's pretty good too, but the video just was the icing on the cake. So let's check it out.
And so it was written. And after all these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power. And the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great has fallen. Has fallen and become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, in a cage of very unclean and hateful men. Yeah, what you see is what you get now. Exhibit never wait around for no kickdown. Got my own shit loud, shot heard around the world. Uplift, bench press, arm curl. Keep the structure of the temple. To make things simple, my existence is a ripple through time. Only concerned with what is mine, divine. Never monkey shine, walking down a very thin line. Holding heat, running crazy in the street, yeah. Plus the company I keep putting overtime. While you oversleep, don't wanna see none of this evil I speak. Around the Atlas, from the Rata to Super Actress. You all get clotheslined and pinned to the mattress. All day, every day, every which way. Who say you can't have your cake, you need it too, kid? This is hard time on planet Earth. Yeah. For what it's worth, exhibit stand rotation without rehabilitation like this. Hit the floor, I pull a fast one and let you know today can be your last one. Black, take your breath like an asthma attack. Just a slave like Flavor Flav. You're blind to the facts, Mr. X to the Z. The licks and kinky, guaranteed to bring the house down naturally. Niggas knowing no limits like Master P, making you motherfucking bastard see a whole different breed of MC. Realize it's you against me, catch a 360 degree roundhouse to the mouth, right? And like the sun, make the hot shit shine bright. I'm feeling like my whole life is a green light. Never turn red, cause I strike like a rattlesnake. Locked like a dread, niggas want them on heads, but they better off dead. Came crashing through the door like the feds. Bring it. What you see is what you get now. The kind of style make the whole world go wild. That's the child like a holding zone. Swinging through, it's your friendly neighborhood lush. I cracked a bottle, then watch how exhibit bust. I regulate like a killer with a nickel plate. I set it straight, start to shaking you down. Breaking new ground, construction work. Heavy artillery, put your dick in the dirt. Stay alert, the game is rough, so you might get hurt. Slug burnt through your jacket, through your sweater, through your shirt. Get cut from the belly up. I break the chain, fast lane, suck my sugar cane. I'm trying to spark a nigga brain while you entertain. Trivial things, material things, protected by the underground kings. Who rule the land with an iron fist. The men in black, if we flash, can't remember shit. You cross me, I make it paid like the government. I wanna kill. My package came short, 12 grams, get the picture. Players, bitch.
Yeah.
I like that.
And I was paying very close attention trying to find the cuts, and they were there, but they were so seamless. They were so well done.
Yeah, they have a lot of cheater cuts.
Yeah, that's cool. But I mean, for all intents and purposes, for
what they were expressing, it was one take. In the sense that what they were doing was one continuous shot.
I mean, it didn't bother me. For one thing, it was a huge choreography project, and
yes, definitely,
and much
more ambitious than any of the ones we've watched.
Yeah, before. Well, I mean, like the Chew of Matter one was very ambitious on it for different reasons, but there wasn't
the budget,
or there is like many people.
Well, car crashes.
Exactly.
That one part where the police car skids behind him as he's walking by. I mean,
if he fucks up the lip syncing on that, you know, and
yeah,
yeah. But I mean, I got to go back to my ride. It's him. It really is. Obviously recognize him, but it's just he's got this kind of over the top kind of style, and he looks cool doing it.
So
he just went all out on that video. You guys gotta watch this, man. Exhibit.
Yeah. So
your cool points just went up 10.
We're watching videos that are one take
or just
videos.
Whatever.
This is a song by Primus. I'm not a big Primus fan.
Yeah, me neither. But
I'm not a big Primus fan. But the thing is, I either love Primus, the song I'm listening to, or I hate it. Now I love the fact that they work so much with Invisible Scratch Pickles. That's cool.
That's good, yes.
Yeah, but...
Invisible Scratch Pickles. Explain. I need...
Turntablists. Qbert, Mixmaster Mike, Disc, Flair, etc.
It seems like we're going to end up having to play some Invisible Scratch Pickles tonight. You know what I'm saying?
That wouldn't be a bad idea either.
I think... Well, we got Introducer Man.
Well, okay.
What do you think is a good intro song for...
You think something by Qbert specifically? Mixmaster Mike? Or by the pickles altogether, because that's a little more obtuse.
Like kind of like hardcore turntablism.
Yeah, it's a little less. We played Huber on the show before too. Look, let's just go ahead and introduce this one first.
Primus.
This is another video. It's one of my all-time favorite videos ever. I really like the song. It's probably my favorite Primus song. The video is entirely one take. If you've never seen this video, you are sorely missing out. And I think it was nominated for Best Video.
That pretty much
goes
for anything we're going to see tonight, for sure.
So, anyway, go check this one on. I can't find it on YouTube, but go look online if you can. So, Mr. Kringle by Primus.
See you.
You've heard the South Park
song.
But
I'd never heard their song, or I can't name any of their songs, but I thought that sucked.
I like the song. Well, did you like the video?
I didn't like the song at first at all either, though. The first time I heard it.
I love
that. That's one of those songs that's grown on me over the years, really.
I love that song.
Yeah. Did you like it at first?
Oh, yeah. I liked it the first time I heard it. Did you like the video, though?
I really didn't care much for the video because after spending many, many years in orchestra, having to sit there and watch a stringed instrument played by some guy in a pig mask just kind of...
That happens a lot.
It's like a nightmare.
Yeah.
What orchestra were you in?
I want to join.
Yeah, I'll
Were you in the Primus Orchestra? Are you in that video? She's like, not... I have to stare at that guy again. Mr. Pighead cello player.
Yeah, the guy was just strange in that video.
Spice. One of the trivia bits about that video, if you are listening to this and you happen to watch it, is during the shooting of that... At one point, the guitarist
was shot.
Has a piece of one of the pieces of equipment they're moving around rolls over his foot and breaks his foot.
Bloody hell.
In like two places or something like that. I don't remember. I might be a little bit wrong on that, but that was in the that was in the commentary when I watched the DVD. So
very interesting.
Yeah, I love that video. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I like that.
But thus concludes our little collection. I like videos that are all done one take. The only one I don't like is that fucking Alanis Morissette one where it's just her. And she doesn't move because the video is fucking boring.
Which is that?
It's the one where she's wearing a black shirt.
Head over heels?
No. I don't know which song it is. No, I like the head over heels one, I think.
It's just her.
It's just a shot of her in front of the camera. And she doesn't hardly move. And at the end, the big joke is she looks down in the corner and sees the words on the screen that have the name of the video. And she kind of laughs at it or something. And that's the whole video. And it's just really lame.
And I was thinking, I swear there's a YouTube video. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
We'll have to watch Numb.
And it was bloody numb. Have you seen the video for that?
Coming up, we'll watch Numb. In the meantime...
Later. Like an hour later after we do half the podcast.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
Have you seen 300 yet?
No.
Nah, I didn't have that much interest in seeing it, to tell the truth.
300. Persia and Greece are at war in 480 BC. Talk of the Battle of Thermopylae. Spartan King... God, why do I get the one with all the hard fucking names?
Thermopylae.
Leonidas? I know I'm probably slaughtering
good
it.
Enough.
Anyway, yes. Leads a group of drastically outnumbered troops to war and certain death. An act that inspires Greek unity against their enemy.
Yep. They all die in the end, right?
More than likely.
Did I give away the ending of the movie?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. You haven't seen Titanic either, so I'm not going to ruin that one for you, though.
I want to see it. I'm like 7.
Yeah, I'll see it.
7
I'll
or 8 it. Stars.
I yeah.
think. That's going off of hype alone.
Maybe 6, 7 for me.
I'm a sucker for like a really violent war movie. Tragic war movie.
I'm not.
Like, I'm not into the whole like God, like I don't remember his name. The guy is saying, I just heard it last night when I was at Waffle House. I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. I hate that fucking type of war movie. You know that type out there. I like the kind like Black Hawk Down
mm-hmm.
where it ain't so good. They don't make them look bad, but it ain't so good. I mean, they get their asses handed to them and shit. You know?
Yeah. Well, war's hell, man.
Yeah.
Which
like I like Jarhead a lot. Most people didn't like Jarhead, so.
Haven't seen it, want to, simply because.
We watched it together, didn't we?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch?
Well, which war movies don't you like, though? I mean,
I didn't really care for We Were Soldiers.
I haven't seen that yet. The Mel Gibson.
What did you think about Saving
I like
Private
Ryan. Saving Private Ryan. Great. Saving Private Ryan made me cry. But see, Saving Private Ryan was another one where they get their asses kicked.
But it's still, I'm proud
it
to be American.
It does have that proud to be American theme to it, though.
I think that's what makes a good war movie, though. If they can pull it off without being cheesy or something. There's lots of...
Yeah, but there's a lot of them that come and go that... They're more specifically action films, but they really kind of have that. Cheers of the Sun was a good one.
With Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I saw there's a three-pack movies. You know, they have those three-pack because I scan them every day. And there's... It's Bruce Willis, and I remember, I think one of them was that movie, Hudson Hawk, and a third movie I know you would like, so you should really pick it up. It's like $10.
Well, I already have Hudson Hawk.
Do you have it on DVD, though?
No.
For $10, three movies that you like?
I already own Tears of the Sun.
When else you get Hudson Hawk on a DVD? When else are they going to say, man, we should put Hudson Hawk on a DVD? that thing's going to come and go
movie,
within a few years.
Unlike a lot of bombs, that movie actually has a very serious cult following.
I know, and you dig it, and that's cool. That's what I'm saying. Pick up the
Ishtar
DVD, man.
Does not have a cult following that I'm aware of, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, that's a fun little difference. That's when there are bad movies that do have cult followings, but anyway.
Yeah.
Amber's got her
like
would
Rocky
you guys
Horror.
Shut the fuck up face on.
No, I've got the. I know. I'm really gonna be down in the coffee tomorrow face.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah. What do you want to see it? You want to see it, babe?
When it goes to the dollar movie theater.
Yeah, it's a dollar theater movie for sure.
Oh, cool.
Okay, yeah. Did you give it any stars yet?
6 to 7.
300 stars, she says. All right.
300 stars. Okay. Yeah, let's go to another movie.
I will say, I read an article about the premiere that just really threw me off, and that was how it was total people walking out and booing it, and that sounded really, really harsh.
Really?
And I'm the only thing I fear that it's going to suffer from the... Star Wars syndrome, where everything's shot on a green screen.
Was it really?
On 300?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know like, that. Is this the same guy who did Sin City and also V for Vendetta?
I don't know who did V for Vendetta. I know who produced it.
I'm not a bunch of a comics fan, so comic fans listening to this are probably going to be gnashing their teeth and suddenly writing vicious emails.
That would be nice. Write us a bloody email. Send me one at samueldrewpierce@gmail.com.
So, also, I just like the fact that dude has become an internet meme in of himself. The whole, I mean, like,
oh, has he?
I've done two remakes. You haven't seen it? There's tons of stuff out there. The best one, you know, the scene the referencing, right, is where he kicks the guy into the pit. This is Sparta, and he kicks the guy in the pit.
No.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, someone made a Zidane version of it.
The soccer thing?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
All right. Which was genius, exceptionally well done, too. Except for the fact that apparently his head's able to go 360 degrees around his body like Linda Blair.
That's cool.
Because for most of that video, Zidane has his back to the camera if you watch it.
So. Okay, this is going to make you sound probably like an absolute moron, but who's Linda Blair?
It's an old movie, babe. Oh, she doesn't watch old movies.
There's this film called The Exorcist. Maybe you've heard of it.
Never seen it.
You want to watch it?
That's okay.
It's not that old. This is the discussion I always have with her. It's not that old. It's like from the 70s.
I do hope that you've actually heard of the film.
Yeah, of course she's heard of it.
Well, I mean, just most people who've heard of it never seen it. I mean, I even went several years of my life without seeing it. I didn't see it until I was like after 20.
I haven't seen it. I saw it like in elementary school. And
I bet it scared the shit out of you.
No,
really?
I've never been scared of scary movies. That's why I'm not into them as much as you, I think, because it didn't affect me like that as a kid. It was like, yeah, that's really not that scary. It's like I never had nightmares, so.
Until
I don't know.
The whole nuclear war and annihilation.
That's not a nightmare.
He loves the Mad Max movie, so
that's
you know.
The outtake right there. Nuclear war dreams. That's not a nightmare.
We call that the stinker in the business. Moving right. along.
Great.
Okay, so I should choose.
Tell me Grindhouse is in there, please. Probably not, though.
Okay.
Pick a chick flick.
We can pretend it's in there. Oh, bloody hell, we got to pick a chick flick, don't we?
I read 300.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's a chick flick.
Yeah, chicks dig the turtles. Chicks love it. Do I need to really say what this is about? The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles have been reinvented with ultra-trendy CGI effects. The martial arts savvy reptiles look to save the world from some seriously twisted bad guys. Did you know that already?
Yeah, it was funny to hear you say it then.
No. I just want to make sure I understand.
I think it is technically a sequel, though. I heard it continues the storyline of, you know, the previous Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies.
They made three, didn't they?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I actually have the rap song by the group. You know how there's like
Yeah.
Like when they put soundtracks out, like especially for teeny teeny bopper and kids movies, they have like
especially
band
more back
they
back then.
Put together specifically for the credit sequence. Mm-hmm. And that's like the mm-hmm. only song they've ever done. I have that for the first Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles. The song's called Turtle Power.
It's sad that I've never seen The Exorcist.
What was
but
the
I've
one
seen...
with...
I think it's called Partners in Rhyme.
Wasn't there a really, really bad one at the end of Dragnet?
I like that one. I'd love to get a copy of it.
Bad in a good way, though? It is, actually.
It's intentionally funny.
Yeah.
It's just as funny as the movie, and there's a music video for it, too.
Oh, really?
I can't find a copy. Maybe I should look and see if that's on YouTube. We're not going to watch it right now.
No.
No, we're going to watch Kaki.
Yeah.
Man.
So, what was the movie I said? Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah. I was never really into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Neither was I. I was talking with my brother-in-law about this, and he's my age, and he made an observation as to why, and I think he's right. It's because the year that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came out, we were all in our teens. You're my age. We were in our teens.
Well, not like high school teens, though, right? I mean,
we were like 12 or 13 or maybe 14 or 15.
Wasn't that kind of like, yeah.
And
was it aimed at a slightly younger audience?
Yeah, it was aimed more at 7 and 8-year-olds.
Really? I always thought it was more aimed towards young teens, but I don't know.
One of the things you find about toys and stuff like that in particular is that if there is an age in the title, the target demographic is always younger than the actual thing. So, for instance, like there's a girls' magazine. I think it's called
17,
and no one 17 reads that magazine. It's always 14,
good point,
13
yeah.
year olds. And that's not the only example of that.
So
I've
that's
heard.
Why it sucks. That's why.
That's why to us we have no connection to that.
Well, I'll tell you also. I was.
But it's interesting because Johnny Saint Tala gave me this mixer. Pretty much, it has Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles stickers all over it, and he loved that. That was his thing growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's younger than us.
Good point.
By what, like 3 or 4 years?
No, by closer to 10.
I think I'm pretty sure I was living in Anchorage at the time. Which
like
would have been
21. I'm 32.
Right.
Gotcha.
They had weird TV up in Anchorage when I was a kid. Like they had an all cartoon channel that like ran 24 hours a day, which is awesome. Wow. This is like in the day before.
Yeah.
Any kind.
And since there are a bunch of potheads up there, I mean that's.
I never really thought about that.
Were the ads for like pizza places in between? But that's it. Like pizza and ads
would,
and cartoons.
They obviously had like a pretty big collection of cartoons, but it was a lot of weird shit. Like Robotech, they would show Robotech every day.
Yeah.
And just lots of old shit.
I used to watch Robotech fascinated, but I could never understand what the hell was going on.
Oh, I love that show. It's very episodic for one thing, so you have to watch them in order.
Yeah, I know.
Which isn't very good for a kid's cartoon.
It's basically got candy to it.
And it's got like three different eras.
I know.
Yeah.
And
I love the last
one. And they would show them with no regard for the other ones. They'd be like, this era, and then the next day they would like cut to a different era.
Well, they didn't know in Anchorage, thankfully.
Yeah.
That's why I was able to get it into
this
it, probably.
This is me growing up in
Hello,
Ohio.
Mr. I'm wearing a bloody Robotech shirt.
How about that? Anyway.
But they also had like an all-movie channel, but it was all like stuff you would expect to see on at 3 o'clock in the morning in on like a regular network channel.
The Incredible Shrinking Woman.
And they showed a lot of kung fu movies. So at the same time people were getting into like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and stuff, I was watching like old kung fu movies, and that's when I got into old kung fu movies.
Yeah.
So I think that's why, that's another reason why I couldn't get into Teenage Mutant Ninja. Huh?
So
lots of people love kung fu movies.
I know, but to have watched them at such a young age,
maybe, yeah,
and gotten
like that little
culture.
Like the little girl in Kill Bill.
I hate to say it, I never thought I would say this, but an entire CGI movie is becoming so blasé now.
There's always gonna be a good way or a bad way to do it.
I suppose, like, I'm really looking forward to Ratatouille. But
oh yeah,
this
yeah. I mean, anything
seems,
Pixar puts out
like
that.
Shit. I don't know. I'm going to go like 3 or 2 stars on this one. It's unfair. I have no connection to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Right.
So there's really low interest factor for me anyway. But
I guess like Tamara was really excited to see it too, and she's like, she's about the same age as Johnny.
Yeah, she's in her 20s.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
And I looked at her and I was like, what a
dork.
She is a dork.
Yeah. She'll
tell
you she's a dork.
Of course. Most of the people that have seen it and told me about it really liked it. So I'm going to say at least like a 6. It's another dollar movie kind of thing. It is still ninjas. I mean, seriously.
Mascot ninja.
Yeah.
Babe?
Three, four.
What is with the range between two? They don't allow that on IMDb, do they? IMDb would be like, click this one or click this one, honey.
Yeah.
But we all did it.
Yeah.
It's gotten into a habit, hasn't it?
We're gonna go ahead and watch another video. We're gonna play a song by Khaki King.
All right.
This is a really great song. It's not very long, but she's an amazing guitarist. And you play guitar, so you might appreciate this. Okay.
don't talk, out of time, don't think, don't worry, everything's just fine. Just fine. Don't grab, don't clutch, don't hope for too much, don't dream, don't achieve or grieve without learning. Don't shake, just balance on the fence, don't answer, don't ask, don't try and make sense. But don't talk, don't run if you can walk. Don't cheat, compete, don't miss the one I keep. Don't travel by train, don't peek, don't spill, don't piss in the train, don't let the world.
That video, aside from, I mean, the obvious is, I've always liked to, when I watch that video, imagine that they had all that stuff like planned out, but they kept him out of the loop. Like he knew, he was in on it. You know,
right,
like,
right,
okay,
right.
Just don't tell me what you're gonna do. And then, you know, like they just kind of sprung it on him at, when they shot the video.
Yeah.
About, if you watch it that way, it's much
you
more.
You can
effective.
Tell he's in a few places.
Yeah,
he's struggling not to laugh a few times, I think, and.
Yeah.
Well,
there's a couple times you can tell he's definitely not enjoying what's going on either.
Like when
they time up
with... I've honestly never considered that, but I think you might be right. I think that's...
it just brings a whole... like, it really even drives what they're trying to get at even more home.
Yeah, it really
you
does.
Because most
it,
people watch
it.
That going, yeah, he knew what was going to happen, but it's even funnier if you imagine that he did, you know, like... He knew what the concept of the video was, but he had no idea what they're actually going to do.
Right.
But, yeah, that was Numb, You Too, another really great
song. Now let's watch Lemon. Just kidding.
Fuck you.
He doesn't like that song.
But, I mean, that's another great...
it's the next song on the album, that's why I thought
every time we watch a video like that, I think of another one. I've already got another one in my mind, but we're not going to do it. What did you guys think of Khaki King?
I was really, really highly impressed with the complexity of that song. Having played a string instrument myself and tried to dabble a little bit with playing guitar, what she did was just absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
The other thing is, it doesn't really convey without watching the video. So if you're listening to this, you really should watch the video of that Khaki King video. It's really easy to find. Her name is spelled K-A-K-I-K-I-N-G.
Like the pants.
No, not like the pants. There's no H. Not like the pants.
King, K-H-I-N-G.
Anyway, watch it because you really can't appreciate what she's doing, which is, that's all her. That's not like a bunch of people playing guitar. That's all just her. There's no drummer or nothing.
Right, right.
So. I kept waiting for the vocals to start, but then I'm like, no, it's just the guitar. Yeah. That's it. But that's all it really needs. Cause
yeah.
She should really learn how to play guitar because she's not holding it right. Seriously.
She's got
her and Jimi Hendrix.
From what Ghost was saying, she's got it tuned really weird too.
Yeah, I can imagine that actually. Now that I think about it, yeah.
Well, then let's play some more songs. You guys are gonna go smoke or smoke cigarettes?
Yeah, whatever.
Because I was gonna play.
Have we done?
These two songs don't have. I don't have videos for either.
This is a music podcast, isn't it?
Oh.
One is Man. It's
oh, yeah, we're going to hear some Man.
One of the most relaxing Man songs you probably ever heard.
Oh, dear. Could put her to sleep.
And then the other one is The Far Side.
All right.
So, do you want to go do a smoke break or not?
Yeah. Let's play Far Side first, and then because I want to hear Man.
We're going
to
hear.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
We're going to hear She Said by The Far Side, and then we're going to hear Blow Dat by Man. And that Blow Dat features Void, too, singing. So check it out.
Vixen.
I guess everybody needs somebody to love. You can't keep love lonely. Cause being naive to it, you could just lose it like that. See, kisses from bruises don't make it heal back. It beats the sex appeal that's from the next day. Not necessarily the sex end. One might appeal to the intellect, having a greater effect on how they feel it. Stimulating, breaking down their shields for the real day. As it stands mysteriously, curiosity, it kills the cat and offsets them mentally, so they're trapped in behind these fantasies with no action, searching for a remedy. Now she loves a man, but there is just a different type of chemistry that flares when her desire's on fire. Quick is the fuse, another love's for hire. I was high like the vocal tone of my nigga Booty Brown. Decided to take a ride to see what's really going down upon the north side of town. Of course I bought the quarter pound of bomb hemp. Feeling alright like Johnny Kemp on a Friday night. Looking right cause my shit is tight. Blazing blunts to city lights on Sunset and Crescent Heights. Bounce a house of blues and I slid in free. With tennis shoes, wet shirt, jeans and no ID. Soon as I step inside the blizzard, so recognize the fizzy. Up and up with the izzards, more amazing than grace. So I waste no time to kick my line. I say how you doing, she says hey, I'm doing fine. So I commenced to mack at the baby to see what's cracking. So maybe I get her back in the cabin and start attacking. Threw back a shot of yak and started jabbering, jibbing, fibbing, and ad-libbing. Just to get her to my crib then. We was chilling on the bed, bumping some Isley. Thought I was about to spread the thighs, but she surprised me when she said,
oh, like that? You know I don't get down.
I know my homie's gonna clown, cause I let her stick around when everyday thing, so we hang out by the phone.
I'll give you the world if you need it, baby. If you got to have it,
we can get it on.
And she said, you know that she said, and she said, and she said, and she said.
What up? E, you a fool for this one.
Kick that, blow that, get right, nigga. Kick that, hit that, sip like, nigga. Where my real's at, sit tight, nigga. I know that y'all feeling that, that's right, nigga. As I'm sitting back, blowing the haze, it got me in the zone and a whole new mind state. A new frame of mind, thinking ways to get a dime. Running out of time while I'm licking on a panty line. Q, baby mama, that's the business. Probably be jammed up if she wasn't with me. Before she walked out the door, she let me catch a quickie. But sometimes I don't let her leave quickly. I tell her, kick back, blow that, get right, nigga. Kick back, hit that, sip like, nigga. Where my girls at, sit tight, nigga. I know that y'all feeling that, that's right, nigga. Kick back, hit that, sip that. Yeah. Now where my reels at, posted up on the corner, grinding 3 days straight. Old lady mad cuz you came home 3 days late. You told her you went to bake some cakes,
yeah,
but you truly did. Just not for the kids, so you could live. Spend a quart on a grip, go ahead, nigga, trip. I'm still on that 3G, never slip. Too focused, hitting niggas from the longest.
You heard me?
Street League. Kick back, blow that, get right, nigga. Kick back, hit that, sip like, nigga. Where my girls at, sit tight, nigga. I know that y'all feeling that, that's right, nigga.
Street League, off mat, 100%. I see you, my nigga Bino. I put one in the air for you. What up, Rob G? Blow that shit, my nigga. We only smoke the best. If it ain't me, or that cut shit, won't fuck with it. Cause I blow that.
That was Man with Low Dat.
All right,
and he featuring Void. Really laid back, groovy, smooth track. You guys seem to like it.
Yeah, very groovy. Mm-hmm.
Like the smoke out to it.
I never thought that I would ever say this, because the true philosophy is cats away, the mice will play. When the boss is gone out of the office, a lot of people are more laid back and have fun. But I hate it when he's gone, because I have to do the work that he is not doing, like the immediate pressing shit. Which makes me sprout gray hairs a half dozen at a time. But I love my job.
I have a great boss.
I like my bosses. They're just, I mean, they leave me alone, obviously, because they got shit to do.
Maybe it's like working in the mafia or something. You have bosses.
I gotta tell you,
what did you think of the far side, too?
I got sat down.
For what?
I screwed up twice in two big things. I got like put down at work. Like, you didn't sit the fuck down. You didn't work anymore because you fucked up twice in
You got fired?
No. No, they just say you're not counting today anymore. Go sit down, go sit in the break room and listen to your headphones like y'all are really.
You know what Shaw Silverstein said.
Some of what he said, but
when you wish not to. When you wish and you break a dish, then you never have to wash the dishes anymore.
I didn't want to get sat down, that's for sure. I was very disappointed.
Did you have to sign out?
I don't know. She usually clocks me out. I forget, so. It's hard to find the damn machine that's the clocking.
Did she make you clock out when you went to sit down? Or
I don't know.
Man, you were setting yourself up.
It was really late in the day anyway. What?
You were setting yourself up.
What do you mean?
Watch that shit.
To what, get fired?
Yeah.
No, I fixed my problem, man.
Okay. No, I'm not saying for sure.
What I did was I missed a shelf, and it was like a few thousand dollars worth of merchandise that I missed. It's not a very good thing to do in this shelf. And then another time, this is the other thing. It was both in electronics. Everything in electronics is so expensive. I keyed. It was supposed to be 2, but I hit 52 for some reason, and I didn't hear the beep. I guess I was just zoning out or something like that. So
it can happen.
So the Sherwin.
No, I'm just saying, to do that, and then you're having problems with clocking and stuff like that.
No, the clocking in thing is not a problem.
Trust me,
it's really not
a big deal.
They clock in everybody at the same time. She just goes through her spreadsheets and sets it.
Okay. I'm just thinking from, like my perspective. I mean, this is shit I deal with.
I know. But there's so many people that are on a rush, and the computer that you use to clock in is the same exact thing that's on your thing, and they're all spread out, and it's like, which one is it? Fuck it. I got to get my thing on and go start scanning.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not. No, nobody gives a shit about that.
So, you're a scanner?
Yeah.
Can you make someone's head explode?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Only happened twice, but I'm not really allowed to talk about it.
Awesome.
Yeah. I got in trouble for that, too.
From scanning somebody in the eyes?
No, that happens every once in a while, but nobody really.
Nobody cared.
Shit. They're like, you got me. Blinding me for life.
Well, that's not going to pick up too much.
That's cool, man. Are you cold or hot?
I'm starting to
heat. Oh, you did the remote?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is his cool little air conditioner he's got in his window.
It does feel more comfortable in here.
It's like the fourth member of the podcast right now. Hello,
Mr.
air conditioner. Can you hear him?
Hello.
I got to admit, the air conditioner works better than their cameras do.
Who is it?
Gold Star.
They got cameras.
Oh, they were notoriously bad. The Gold Star cameras were taken off the market. Not taken off the market, like by the FCC or anything. But, yeah, I just about said the FDA. That's how bad it was. The FDA had to intervene.
Did they explode?
No,
that would have been awesome.
They just were really bad.
Like,
it's just, whenever I think of Gold Star, I think of the Mystery Science Theater 3000 movie where the guy picks up his camera to take a picture of the inner roster, and the guy on the inner roster, which is the screen thing, goes, "Your camera will not show any image." Blah 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 blah. And one of them goes, "Because it's a Gold Star."
Okay. The company that always creeps me out when I see a truck with the logo on it is Diebold. Something about that company creeps me out. Anyway, they got their ATM machines and their voting machines, and what the hell are they driving around for? And their motto is "We never rest."
Which is kind of creepy.
It's creepy. That's a creepy ass motto. You never rest. Whatever.
And they're run by like a really militant Republican guy who's now currently in office too, by my dad.
And they make our voting machines.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah.
I think Stalin had a really profound quote about always keep your eyes most closely on the people who count the votes or something like that.
As much as I love the internet and computers and stuff, I worry what the internet.
Risk is.
Flaws are and risks and having this kind of setup.
As long as we're getting deep, you want to talk about, it is 1 o'clock right now. So we can either play some songs and you guys can go, or we can open up a can of worms. I have a feeling I know which one Amber's voting for.
I need to go to bed.
Can of spaghetti.
Well, we did say we were going to play some scratch pickles, and we also said we were going to play Fiona Apples. We haven't had any sex talk in this one. So this is DJ D-Styles, and this song is called Clifford's Mustache. This is an introduction to the Invisible Scratch Pickles. And then after that, we're going to hear...
And watch.
Fiona Apple.
Okay, we'll load that up.
How there's so many Fiona Apple videos I wouldn't mind watching, tell you the truth.
So enjoy.
Clifford Duncan is the fat cocaine addict who lives down by my house. He's into wife swapping and sex parties. He gives girls cocaine and he fucks them in front of different kids in the neighborhood. Every time I see him, he's got cocaine all over his mustache.
Yeah. tears are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Across the universe, thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo.
Basically, Fiona Apple, Across the Universe. I never liked that song until I heard that cover. Now I like the version of Beatles as well. Great video. It's kind of got the spirit of being a one shot. It's not one shot. It's only got like...
It's not many cuts.
Yeah,
one or two.
Cuts. And the spirit's there for these other videos that we've been watching tonight too. So if you haven't seen that one,
I would like to hear the version that she heard when she was recording that song.
Because obviously probably a bit faster.
Yeah. I like when she yanks her headphones off too. I love that part at the end where the end falls down.
I love the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just shit getting destroyed, you know?
That,
it's always a pleasure.
I've always wondered, like...
It's like watching NASCAR. Only takes a lot longer in NASCAR.
I mean, like, they obviously... I don't think that was a set. I think they got a real restaurant, like, bought it intact, and then destroyed it.
Maybe, yeah.
The thing about all these videos is not only do they have a certain element of danger to them, every single one of the ones we watched just about that are in one take, they all have an element of danger for the artist performing. I mean, there's one part where she's sitting in the corner, and they throw a chair at the wall right next to where she's at. And that chair could easily hit her if it was not.
Well, I'm wondering if there's a lot of special effects that we're just not picking up on in that, because
maybe
I noticed a lot of the action would take place in time with the music, and
yeah, I noticed that too.
Being able to do that in time so perfectly, there had to be some kind of
maybe they could hear it too. Is what I thought.
But it's right on the beat.
I thought maybe that the guys who were doing it were
brilliantly. Good at it?
No, we're just doing it like listening to the music, because it's not that hard to when you're smashing something.
If it's sped up like three times for one thing, and to do it in such a long take, though, I think it would be easy to move stuff around just a little.
The other thing about those that you just have to appreciate about these,
and for one thing, like when the you couldn't see the camera in the mirror, that's a lot of editing. That was a lot of.
I never really noticed that. Yeah, before.
And it's a big mirror, and the mirror. Is like totally destroyed right on a big beat. It's just a beautiful video. It really is. And, I'm so glad I got to see the bit at the beginning, because the version I always saw was cut off right when the color bit smashed. And it's
that's
a beautiful
the soundtrack
scene,
to Pleasantville, right?
Yes.
It's very apt.
I've never seen the movie,
but it's very apt for what the movie's about.
Yeah. So,
podcast number 34.
We're about done, right?
This has been an unintentional musical podcast.
It's just a podcast.
Not like our usual ones. But
Amber's here too. Say hi.
Amber's here too.
Hello.
And we're gonna sort of do some shout outs. We have a letter, but it wasn't
or
written
whatever.
To me, it
it's
wasn't
an
written to us.
Full of weirdness.
We've
got our mate Maya sending us something.
Hi, Maya. She's in where exactly?
The Marshall Islands. She's out there teaching on a deserted island. It's kind of like...
There's no internet there.
Yeah, it's like Castaway. That movie Castaway.
She carries around a volleyball.
Wilson!
It's a really tiny one, though.
Yeah.
So, she sent me some stuff.
Quite literally some stuff.
Yeah, it's like a collection of stuff. I think
just real quick, you should go check out Maya's website.
Yes.
Micronomicon.com. You want to spell that for us?
Bloody hell, why am I always put on the spot for spelling when I'm the worst one? Okay. To make a joke of it, right?
Yes,
to have a laugh.
Exactly.
MICRO
Michael India Charlie Romeo Oscar.
Man, I hope the sound quality isn't that bad that we have to do that.
it's like the word Necronomicon, but the word micro, like micro machines.
Right.
Because
it's a wee bit book.
Yeah. And it's really fascinating. She is an OCD artist.
So this is, it's a letter, and on the back she's got, I think it's one of her students' drawings. Because it doesn't look like her style.
No.
So you've got the that's not hers, right?
That is clearly a child's drawing. I think that's a puzzle.
I wonder which one came first, the letter or the kid's drawing. Probably the kid's drawing. And she's got she sent me some money from the Marshall Islands. They use the
is that really money from Marshall
Islands? Yeah, this is the bouge buck from the Bank of Maya.
Okay, I about
and,
to say. Well, no, because you showed me the Alaskan money one time, but I mean, I would not be surprised if there was some clusterfuck bunch of, you know, backwards natives somewhere using photocopied money to, I don't know.
She's got a baggage claim ticket for Air Marshall Islands. She must know I like stuff like this.
Jabot.
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 Maybe.
Jabot.
Flight 1540. Hope she got her stuff back.
Run, here comes the Jabot.
And we've got some comics, I guess. And it's written in some crazy local language. But it's got in subtitles, like typed out, it's got the English.
Ah.
So, pretty simple stuff. You got these two guys and a woman. Woman says, "I'm all out of love because you don't have money." And man number one says, "I don't understand this life. Just because I'm out of money, people don't like me." And then the second dude says, today if you have no money, you have no points.
Kind of loses something in the translation.
And then everybody has a laugh. All right, the second one, we've got like a living room scene, kind of like Family Guy or something. There's a very large present, like a Christmas present behind the door. And you got the dad standing behind the couch and the kids opening up like another box. And it's got a, like some kind of animal, maybe a demon or something. And then the mom standing over the
demon.
And then the son says, "Mommy, I don't want this." Well, of course, it's, yeah. And then dad says, "My son, there's something for you from me." And that must be the one behind the door. And then mother says,
"So there's another like beast, like creature."
Well, it's a very large present. And then the mom says, "Ah, so what then?" And then the present has a little, you know, balloon box, and it says, "Help me, help me! I'm a."
Oh, these are really poorly drawn too.
They're not that bad. This one's a. He's got something good with this this guy's face, I think. I don't know if it's the same guy, actually. It probably isn't. The guy in the middle is pretty well drawn, I think.
Well, okay, this one's signed and this one isn't. But
yeah.
They look like they're the same person.
So, let me go ahead and read the letter from Maya.
This is bad. I don't diss people's artwork very often.
This is like it's obviously from a small town newspaper.
It looks like the artwork for that collection of poems are really shitty, but we can talk about that on the show.
Notices for people want to come claim some property at the courthouse on the back, like dead people. "Dear sir, I've been meaning to write since I got here. I'm sorry this is so overdue. I want to thank you for so swiftly helping me with the site before I left. Everything happened so fast." She did leave, like, it was like, she asked me like 3 days before she left to like fix her website. "There were some site maintenance problems, but there are a lot of posts now, pictures too. Thank you with love, Maya." So, no problem. I was glad to do it. So yeah, go to micronomicon.com. It's a cool little website. She's got a blog on one side.
On the other side is
that's what you look at when you're on lunch or break or something, you know. You can read some of her Micronomicon, the real thing. In real life, it's 1 inch tall. Just keep that in mind.
No, it's not.
And on the envelope, there's these weird little things. She always keeps track of prices, and I think this is some kind of reference to that. It says RMI and then 14 cents, and then having fun but vegetable-less in Ilinglalap-lap-lap, 31 cents. Guess they don't have vegetables there. And then it's got a cow pizza, or a pizza cow. Pizza cow. Yeah, did you see the pizza cow, man?
No, I didn't see the pizza cow. Ah, the pizza cow.
It's a very strange sticker.
Yes, it is.
I love it. Good job, Maya.
So you've been listening to podcast number 34.
Or maybe it was 33 and a half, I forget.
Our third.
But yeah, it's been really fun. And, you know, we don't know when we'll do it on our next one. It's not going to be like regularly more, but please don't cancel your membership because...
Oh, no. They're going
to keep going out.
Who's
going
to take the time to do that?
It's just going to be kind of...
The RSS feed will be good forever.
We just don't know when we're going to come out with the next episode.
There'll be something coming down the pipe.
And you never know what to expect. The show is getting more and more unpredictable and more hard to tell what's going to happen.
Unstructured?
Yes.
So maybe we'll go to like a once a month kind of thing, and maybe this is...
At this point, all bets are off. I'm not making any predictions as to what's going to happen.
Yeah.
All up there, laissez-faire way of life.
One thing I would like to do, I am not making any promises yet, but I am seriously considering doing like monthly mixes again, or at least every so often doing a mix, and when I do, I'm gonna upload those as a podcast. So keep an ear out for that. It's going to be, you know, me just playing music and scratching a lot and stuff like that. So it won't have the stuff you've been used to.
been listening since day one, which I know some of you have.
It's a shapeless mass, man.
Yeah.
It just morphs
that's
and changes.
That's why it's called shapeless mass.
Exactly.
That is literally why I picked that title.
And that's why it goes through the pipes so well, the tubes.
So, thanks a lot for listening. You can email us at this email.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Check us out online at podcast.shapelessmass.com or myspace.com/shapelessmasscast.
Bonjour.
So we'll see you guys when we see you. And we're going to leave you guys here with
Jan Pearson.
Oh, real quick, tell us what's up with the song.
Okay.
Quick story.
This particular song.
That's the end.
I'd heard it several times before it really finally struck me, and it struck me
when
I was
adopting an English accent
at the office alone.
Sorry. I do it sometimes too.
He started it. I swear to God, he started it.
We've watched too much British television. I still haven't even downloaded Doctor Who. Actually,
bloody wankers.
Real quick,
you stop at a story, mate.
Yes, yes, you cut me off. But to pick up where I was so rudely cut off.
I'm not going to tell you what I wanted to do. Because I forgot that I deleted it.
You bloody fucking wanker!
Anyway, back to the important part is me trying to wrap up the show.
I was
stuck doing overtime. Everybody else had already.
I'll tell you. I wanted to copy over series two.
You can hit him. I'm not going to stop you.
Of Spaced, because you haven't seen it, right?
I haven't seen the last episode yet.
Oh, of series one.
Yeah.
And, or any series two, right?
Hey, let's pretend that Amber's trying to say something.
No. It's not.
I had it on my computer,
story.
And then I forgot it deleted like the first five episodes. So anyway, continue your story.
No. I'm finished. You cut me off enough times.
He's gonna edit it out.
Yeah, but dude, it's just rude.
I just wanted to get it out before I forgot. That's all. Sorry.
So Amber, if he interrupts you again, I'm gonna hit him. Okay.
Start from the beginning.
Am gonna hit him too. I promise.
No, it's really not as important to get the whole spiel out as I originally thought it was. Just say goodbye until next time when you get to hear us again.
All right.
Until then.
Okay. Well, this is Jan something or other with something or other.
Jan Pearson.
Bye.
It's hard not to sit on your hands, bury your head in the sand. Hard not to make other plans and claim that you've done all you can all along, and life must go on. It's hard to stand up for what's right and bring home the bacon each night. Hard not to break down and cry when every idea that you've tried has been wrong. Must carry on. It's hard, but you know it's worth the fight, 'cause you know you've got the truth on your side. When the accusations fly, hold tight. Don't be afraid of what they'll say. Who cares what cowards think anyway? They will understand one day. One day, it's hard. Hard when you're here all alone and everyone else has gone home. Harder to know right from wrong when all objectivity's gone. And it's gone, but you still carry on. 'Cause you are the only one left. You've got to clean up this mess. You know you'll end up like the rest, bitter and twisted unless you stay strong and you carry on. It's hard, but you know it's worth the fight. You know you've got the truth on your side. When the accusations fly, hold tight. Don't
be afraid of what they'll say. Who cares what cowards think anyway? They will understand one day, one day. Side. When the accusations fly, hold tight and don't be afraid of what they'll say. Who cares what cowards think anyway? They will understand one day, one day, one day.
So 300.
Okay, that worked.
Drink some coke.
Snort some coke.